Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. So today's question answering in the podcast is, Facebook dead? This is a question that comes up all the time. All the time, people are always asking whether Facebook is dead or not, but it's not dead. No, it's not dead at all. So Facebook is still by far probably one of the strongest platforms for mortgage brokers to generate leads. Like, by far, there probably isn't anywhere close to Facebook. Facebook is really good because it targets a much larger audience, okay? So Facebook's audience is pretty much everybody. It's older, yes, the younger demographic are not on Facebook, and this is why you'll hear people say Facebook is dead. And there are people that I have spoken to who are brokers who are younger themselves, and they'll say Facebook is dead, and that's because they themselves are younger, so they themselves probably don't use it in the same way. But last time I checked, the vast majority of people who have mortgages are 30s plus, and in that demographic, Facebook is very much strong, much stronger as well in the 40s and 50s. But 40s is where late 30s and 40s is where you're going to get those big mortgages. So no, Facebook is not dead. And I think that if you're an advisor who is younger, let's say you're younger and you're coming into this industry and you think TikTok and Instagram are the way forward, I'm just going to let you know, as much as I'm a big fan of Instagram and I think it's great, but I made that mistake when I was a young advisor. Some of you might not believe it, but I was a young advisor once. Some people think I'm old, some people think I'm young. It depends on, I'm in my 30s, so it's that funny age. But when I was an advisor, I thought that the world was going to be on Instagram. I thought that no one would be on Facebook, the world's going to be on Instagram. And I was wrong. I was massively wrong, because when we're younger, we're blinded by our own ignorance. We don't know the full picture. We just know that we think that we've got, and that, by the way, is not a bad thing. And a trait I love about that is our ignorance allows us to pursue things that if we were more informed, we'd go, nah, I can't do that. So, and that's also what leads to success. So I don't think it's a bad thing, but I think that blanketed statements like Facebook is dead, or email marketing is another one. I love that. Email marketing is dead. Absolutely not. Email marketing is massive. I have in the past have said, oh, don't do emails. It's huge. Email marketing is a huge part of a solid marketing strategy. SEO, for example, SEO is not dead. It's not dead at all. There's use cases for these things. So absolutely do not get caught on this bandwagon of thinking that you have to be on TikTok or you have to be on Instagram. Those platforms are good, but Facebook is going to be, as a mortgage broker, your biggest lead getter by far. Especially if you're targeting that kind of first-time buyer, first-time seller, family, they're going to be there. Okay, so Facebook is still there. It's very much there. I can tell you right now, the chances of Facebook failing is probably the least of any social platform. It's too big to fail at this point. I know we've said that with banks and things, but what I mean by this is Facebook, just gigantic. Like, it's massive. And the reach on Facebook is actually much bigger than people realize. With Reels, there's so much scope to it that is actually mind-blowing. So I would say 100%, if you're a mortgage broker right now and you're like, oh, should I be on Facebook? Yes, 100%. Facebook should be your number one platform you're on, and then you should have others peripherally supporting it. Instagram is a absolute must, in my opinion. The reason being is it is Facebook. So Instagram and Facebook are the same. It's Meta. So yeah, you should be on Instagram. Has a different place. It's more like a business card, and it's one of the only places where people can truly see a real snapshot of you. It's like a website. So if you think about an Instagram account, you can land on there. You can see stories. You can see highlights. You can see posts. You can DM. It's a very easy way to communicate. Facebook isn't like that. Facebook's quite clunky. Facebook is a marketplace. It's more of an open town hall, town square. It's not the same as social media, as Instagram. But those are the two that are really good. LinkedIn, absolutely powerful. But again, for the right audience, it's great. If you've not got your audience dialed in, you haven't got a target market, it's a waste of time. TikTok, jury's still out on TikTok, because the thing with TikTok I found is I have had, I know lots of people who've been very successful on TikTok, but for every single one of them that are successful with massive amount of views, I have 10 people for every one of those who are just as successful with 150, 200 views on a reel on Facebook and Instagram. So I find that really tough one, because I think that the jury's still out on it. It's a lot of hot air, a lot of big fluffy padded stuff. But everybody I know who's been doing TikTok, everyone, all of them, even the ones who are massive and do super well, they still probably could do 10 times better if they dialed in on the other platforms. So it's an interesting one with TikTok. And I don't think, if I was an advisor right now, I'd be saying that Facebook is dead and TikTok the way forward, because it's not. It's absolutely not. Stick to the place where people have the money. At the end of the day, it's not about what's... And that, again, was a big lesson for me, actually. When I was an advisor, I wanted Instagram so badly to be the platform that works. Now, it does work now, but it didn't work then. This is a long time ago. Yeah, this is like a long time ago, maybe 7 years ago, I was making videos as a broker. As a broker, about 7 years ago, just under 7 years, I was making videos as a broker then. People weren't using Instagram for mortgages. Like, they just weren't. And the one that got me success, Facebook, obviously. And LinkedIn was the Trojan horse. It was the bit that caught me off by surprise. I didn't expect LinkedIn to be successful, and it was. And I kept thinking it's going to be Instagram, and it wasn't. It wasn't. And fast forward now, Instagram and this podcast is my largest lead getter. I get pretty much all my leads from Instagram and this podcast, and the two of them are connected. But that's 7 years later. But that mistake of sleeping on those LinkedIn and Facebook, no, they're for old people. And I'm going to work with the young people. And I'm going to work with the first-time buyers. And what I learned was I could definitely educate people and get people to talk to me. They were 5 years out, 3 years out, 5 years out, some of them 7 years out. I'm getting messages today of people going, oh, Ash, I'm ready to buy a house now. I literally had a comment on one of my Instagrams a couple of days ago, like asking me about mortgage questions. Because these people have found you, follow you, they disappear, and then they go, oh, I'm going to speak to him. So the reason I'm saying that is really you want to be on the platform where the people have the problem now. And that's Facebook. Everybody's on Facebook. And Facebook is that place where you get tagged. Do you know an advisor? I get it in mortgage groups quite often. Do you know somebody who can help you with generating leads? And they're like, yeah, this guy. And they tag me. They tag Gary Dass. They tag Dan Reddish. That happens to me quite a lot. That's Facebook. Doesn't happen on Instagram. Doesn't happen on LinkedIn. Happens on Facebook. Facebook is not dead. Keep doubling down. So much so that when I work with somebody, if we're first starting out and we're doing that original audit at the beginning, Facebook is the first place we need to work on. We sometimes work on Instagram and Facebook together because the two of them are linked. So it's easier to do one and the other. They coincide together. But you need to be on both. You need to be on Facebook. So Facebook's not dead, guys. As a mortgage broker, it's probably one of the best platforms to be on.